Perhaps also dispiriting to the army, in this case the U.S. Army, was the release last year of five Taliban members from Guantanamo Bay. The men were exchanged for U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, as you'll recall. He was captured by the Taliban in 2009 after walking off a military base in Afghanistan. Bergdahl has since been charged with desertion. All five of the released Taliban members were senior members of the organization. We're going to focus on one of those men now. His name is Mullah Muhammad Fazil. Charlie Sennett is familiar with his story. Charlie's the editor of the Ground Truth Project here at WGBH. Could you start, please, Charlie, by explaining who Muhammad Fazil is and why he is such an important figure?
Well, I first would have encountered Mullah Fazil, although I can't say I remember seeing him directly, back in November 2001. I covered the story of the fortress battle at Kalajangi. That's where 600 Taliban prisoners had a big uprising. And those 600 Taliban fighters, mostly foreigners, were under the command of Mullah Fazil. And he was picked up in the aftermath of that prison uprising where Mike Spann was killed, the first American casualty in America's longest war. And he was picked up and eventually taken to Guantanamo, where he was held for many years. So he's quite an important figure in terms of his post as number two in the military for the Taliban, and also his field work as a commander at the time of the U.S. very early days of the war in 2001.
So the men who were released a year ago from Guantanamo ended up in Qatar under an agreement that they'd stay in Qatar for at least a year. So that year is up. The Qatari government is trying to decide whether or not to let them go. Could that actually happen? Could they be let go?
I don't know. I mean, you know, the U.S. State Department has said sort of trust us on this. And I understand those Afghan military commanders who are less than trusting and are quite concerned about that possibility.
For these men, these five men in Qatar, what is their life like right now?
From what I've been able to sort of piece together, they are there with families for the most part. Most of those men were rejoined by their families. They are living there among other Taliban officials who have established an office. There are sort of indirect talks that go on between the U.S. government and these Taliban officials. And there's hope that these Taliban officials might become the basis of some kind of negotiation going forward. So I think there's a lot at play here, a lot that I don't know, a lot that we don't know.
Still, I mean, these five men, including Mullah Fazil, are supposedly the worst of the worst. So why was this deal made with these specific men in the first place?
They are the worst of the worst. And according to a lot of the Afghan analysts who've looked at this, Mullah Fazil is the worst of these worst. I wish I had a better answer. I know the theory behind it is really interesting, which is that President Obama has a problem in Guantanamo, which is at some point he's going to have to release these Taliban leaders. He had another problem, which was Bo Bergdahl was being held by, presumably by the Haqqani network among those connected to the Taliban. Here was a win-win for him. He could take five of the Taliban commanders out of Guantanamo, release them, and get Bo Bergdahl back. So he's sort of killing two birds with one stone.
And yet it now looks like a third problem for Obama. I mean, you spoke with Johnny Spann, the father of Mike Spann, and he essentially accuses the Obama administration of negligence for letting these guys free.
He does.
Is the administration negligent?
Well, I don't know that I'd be the best one to judge their negligence, but I certainly think that Johnny Spann, the father of Mike Spann, has a very powerful statement and a very powerful and meaningful comment, which I talked to him on Memorial Day, so it was a heavy conversation. He was remembering his son. And I asked him, you know, have U.S. officials ever talked with you about the release of Mullah Fazil, the man who is the commander, you know, over the people who did the uprising where your son was killed? And he said no. That they've never bothered to call. They've never checked in with him. And he's understandably furious about the fact that this person could soon be at large and could soon return to the fight. Or at a minimum, he wants an explanation, and I think he deserves one.
Charlie Sennett edits the series Forever Stan about America's longest war in Afghanistan for the Ground Truth Project here at WGBH. He reported on the case of Mullah Muhammad Fazil.